Good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Sanhedrin daf Pei Vav. We are holding on daf Pei Hey Amid Beis. We are at Tanur Rabbanan, about 7 lines before the end of the page. Last word on the line is Ish. Today's shir is once again sponsored by Dr. David Lander, in honor of his wife and children, and Lila Nishmas, his mother, Golda Bas Simcha Aleha Shalom, as well as by Daniel Sadian for the success of Klal Yisrael in these times, and Hatzlacha for our soldiers and our captives. They should all return home safely. We thank both sponsors very much for the sponsorship. So as we've been discussing, this perek is going through one by one all of the people who are chayiv chenek. So today's focus is going to be starting from the Mishnah that we ended with yesterday, is going to be all about kidnapping and what the gedarim are of when one is chayiv chenek for kidnapping. So that's pretty much the whole preview of the daf. We're going to talk about where the asara comes from for kidnapping. We're going to talk about being gonev, a chatzi eved, the chatzi ben chor. We're going to discuss the different psukim that it says about the Yisr Geneva, and how I know which pasuk is talking about Genevas Mammon and which pasuk is talking about Genevas Nefashos. We're going to talk about Edim Zomimin as far as kidnapping is concerned. What if the people become Edim Zomimin? What exactly do we do to them? And then the next Mishnah, which we'll see if we get to today on the bottom of Amud Beis, moves on to Zakein Mamre. So it's going to discuss the Chiyuv Chenek for someone who is a Zakein Mamre. So let's begin. Again, we're at Tanur Rabbanan, about 7 lines from the end of the page. Tanur Rabbanan. Bryce says as follows. Pasuk tells us, Ki yimatzei ish goniv nefesh me'achav. That you find someone being a goniv nefesh, a kidnapper. Ein li ala ish shaganav. So I would only know from there if it's a man who commits this crime. Isha minayin. How do I know that if a woman commits this crime as well? Meaning typically when the Torah says the word ish, it means ish velo isha. Right? That's why there's one sheet in Poskim. I think it's a pre-chadash or something. That says that mishloach manos ish l're'ehu, that maybe women are putter from mishloach manos, because it says ish. So whenever it says ish, you need a drasha to be made isha. Everyone else rejects that. Everyone assumes that women are chayiv mishloach manos. So women should absolutely do mishloach manos. But the principle that when you have the word ish, typically it means ish below isha. So how do I know that an isha is chayiv for being goniv nefashos as well? Tamalomar v'goniv ish. That's why the pasuk says v'goniv ish, and it says umacharav nimsa biyado mos yumas. So it doesn't say that the ganav is an ish over there, but v'goniv ish means the one that the victim is an ish. So you see that an isha is included in being liable for committing this crime. Saying the isha ganav bein isha bein ish. So I would only know that if a man kidnaps either a man or a woman, and v'isha shagan v'ish, and if a woman kidnaps a man, isha shagan v'isha minayin. But where do I see that if a woman kidnaps another woman, that she's going to be chayiv misa? Tamalomar, that's why the pasuk says, umeis haganav hahu. So from the fact that the Torah says the word ganav again, we see mikol makom, that regardless of what the situation was, even if it was an isha who kidnapped another isha, she's going to be chayiv es misa. Tanya idach, we have another brayse that tells us as follows, based on the psukim. Ki yimatzei ish gonev nefesh mei echov. So we see from the word nefesh, echra goneves ish, ve'echra goneves ha'isha. Right? Gonev nefesh is any nefesh, whether it be a male nefesh, a man or a woman. Ve'echad ger, ve'echad evan meshuchrar, or whether it be a ger, whether it be an evad that's been freed, v'katan, or whether it be a child, chayiv. One is going to be chayiv misa for being gonev any of these people. And even if it's a little baby, as long as it's not a nefel anymore, one is going to be chayiv. But if a person stole somebody else, meaning he kidnapped them, but he did not sell them, or even if he sold them, but he's still holding on to them, that he sold them before, now he's still holding on to them. It's still in the reshus of the nignav, meaning the person. I make a plan where I arrange a sale prior to kidnapping the person, so the sale is in place, and then as soon as I get the body, I'll pass them along to you. So pater, because the chiyuv misa is only if there's a geneva and a mechira together, and if the nignav is still in his own rishos, he has not yet been nignav. Mecharu la'aviv aliyachiv aliyachim me'akrovim chayiv. if you kidnap somebody and then you sell them to one of their own relatives, you're still going to be chayiv. V'agoni v'savadim pater. But if the person kidnaps an eved, then he's going to be pater. It's interesting that it says goni v'savadim now. I would have put it in the reisha together with the other dinim of the nimkarim, right? When the reisha of the brisa, when it says whoever you steal, ish, isha, eved, meshuchar, katan, right? So I would have said, oh, but avadim that are not meshuchrarim, that you'd be pater. Okay, but it saved it to the end. So Tani Tana, one of the brisas taught the following. Tani Tana Kamid Rav Sheshes, they taught the following teaching in front of Rav Sheshes. Amarlo, they taught this brisa in front of Rav Sheshes. So Amarlo, Rav Sheshes said, Anishona, I have a different brisa that says that Rabbi Shimon Omer, Me'echav, Achiyotzianu Mirashus Echav, that from the word Me'echav, we learn that you're only going to be chayiv if you take him out of Rashus Echav. But if you sell him to his own relatives, where he's still Rashus Echav, then you're going to be pater. And you're quoting me a brisa that says that if you sell him to his own father, his own brother, his own relative, you're chayiv. So tani pater. It must be that your girsa in the brisa is wrong, and it should be that you're pater if you sell him to a close relative. Well, if you're pater, if you sell him to a close relative, now you have to figure out what's a close relative, right? So that's what the Acharim discussed. I mean, does this work with Hilchos Eidos? Anyone who's pasul Eidos is going to be someone that's a close relative. Does it work with some other halacha? Okay, so my question, why is the brisa difficult from, why is it a stira to what Rabbi Shimon said? Dilma har Rabbi Shimon, har Rabban. Maybe it's not a stira, maybe it's a machlokas. Meaning you're going to change the brisa? Maybe just because Rabbi Shimon says differently than the brisa doesn't mean the brisa was incorrect, that it was an inaccurate description of what the brisa was trying to tell us. Maybe it's simply a machlokas. Rabbi Shimon disagrees with the brisa. Why would you assume that the brisa is mistaken based on an alternate tradition that you have from Rabbi Shimon? So says Marlo Salkadaitach, it can't be that the brisa is going like anybody but Rabbi Shimon. Dam Rabbi Yochanan, because Rabbi Yochanan says that whenever you have Stam Asnisin, whenever you have Stam Mishnah without Rabbi Yudan Asi telling us who the author is, that's Rabbi Meir. You can rest assured it's Rabbi Meir. Stam Tosefta, whenever you have a Tosefta, it doesn't say who it is, Rabbi Nechemia. Stam Sifra, you ever have a Brisa that's on Vayikra, that's Torah Kohanim, Rabbi Yehuda. Stam Sifrei, where the Brisa is on Chumash Bamidbar and Dvarim, that's Rabbi Shimon. V'kulu Alibid Rabbi Akiva, happens to be they're all Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva, so they're all following the sheet of Rabbi Akiva that they learned from him. So it turns out that you cannot say that the Brisa that says that if you sell him to one of his relatives, he's chayiv, is going against Rabbi Shimon, because it's in Chumash Devarim, and therefore every stam is going like Rabbi Shimon. So it should be putter the way Rav Sheshes said, so we have to change the girsa of the Brisa. All of these Tanaim that we just mentioned, with the exception of Rabbi Nechemia, are mentioned in Yevamistav Samach Beis, where it tells us that Rabbi Akiva lost 24,000 Talmidim, and then he went to Rabbi Seinu Shabadarom, and he taught them Torah. So the entirety of Torah Shebal Peh was Rabbi Akiva's second act, right? It was after Rabbi Akiva, everything fell apart, his life was over, there was nothing left, and then he continued. That's the great Musar that we have from Rabbi Akiva, that he continued to work at, and what did he produce? He produced all of Torah Shebal Peh, the Stam Sifra, Stam Sifri, Stam Mishnais, all of the Talmidim that gave us the Torah Shebal Peh. So we said if someone kidnaps his own son, so Rabbi Shmuel ben Osher, Rabbi Yochanan ben Brocha said chayiv, and the Chum said pater. It was machlokas tanoim that we learned yesterday. So my time with the Rabbanan, what's the basis for the Rabbanan patering someone who kidnaps their own son from Misa? Amar Abayi, Amar Kra, because the pasuk says ki yimatze, it says ki yimatze ish goniv nefesh me'achav. So the Chumra Medayik from the pasuk that someone who's goniv nefesh is only chayiv when the nignav is nimtza b'shas ha'gneva prat l'matzli, as opposed to someone who's goniv someone who was already there, who was already available to him. So they're like someone's own child, and therefore a father is pater for being goniv nefesh his son. Now the Chumra, one could have asked ki yimatze ish goniv nefesh is talking about the ganav. How could we be mima'it a nignav that's matzui, right? Meaning ki matzei ish goniv nefesh does not mean you find a kidnapped victim, it means you find a kidnapper, and then he's going to be chayiv misa. So how do we see from there that that we're going to be mima'it someone who's a victim who is who's matzui? So the Ran writes that the Maskanas HaGemara Abaye Darshans from V'nimtza Biyado, the Mashmaus of ki matzei is that the that the ganav is matzvei, not the nignav. So we're about to see the maskana comes out not that way. Okay, but it's an interesting havamina. So I'm going to Rav Papa Labai. Rav Papa says Labai elamayata. If you're going to darsh in the phrase kiyum matzei, that it's coming to be memait someone who's matzui kvar. So when the Torah says by the Yisra of Eishas Ish kiyum matzei ish shochev mishab ulas baal, that if a man sleeps with an Eishas Ish, Hachi Nami, you're going to say the same thing. Ki matzei prat lamatzui, that it's coming to be memait someone who's already matzui kigon shel beis ploni, like the family of a certain person where a lot of men and women live together in the same house. Deshchichan gabayu, where they're always matzui. So Hachi Nami de Petiri, you're going to say that you're going to pat to them as well if one of them sleeps with the other one's wife because it's prat lamatzui, meaning that aishas ish is not going to apply when there's availability, when there's easy accessibility. Yeah, that's how you're going to darshan the pasuk. So where was this, that people lived all together in the same house? So it just says, shel beis ploni. So that's what Rashi writes, that Rav Papa calls them beis ploni, doesn't want to mention their names beferish, because there was a mishpacha chashuva, but this was improper. There was a very chashuva mishpacha, but they did something, shalo kedas, that's something that's not being midarkei atznius, to live together, not that they violated Isser Yichud or anything else, but just that it was improper, the way their living arrangements were improper, that all these husbands and wives were living together. So Amalei, so Abaye says to Rav Papa, it's true that you cannot darshan ki matzei, that it's coming to exclude anyone who's always accessible and available to you. And therefore, Lagabe Eishas Ish, do not make that drasha. And certainly someone who sleeps with an Eishas Ish that he has easy access to, that they're always around each other, certainly is going to be Chayav Misa. My drasha of Prat Lamatzui is based on Vinim Tzobiyado. That's what I really wanted to be darshan from the Gonim Nefesh. Not Ki Matze Ish, but Vinim Tzobiyado. Ah, so that's an extra phrase in the Pasuk to tell me Prat Lamatzui. Amar Rava Hilkach, Rava says, once you darshan the Pasuk Vinim Tzobiyado to exclude a case of someone who's Matzui all the time with him, who's always available to him, Hani Mikri Dardiki, if you have Melamde Tinok, who master Rabbanan, or people who teach Mishnayos to the Chachamim that steal, that kidnap one of their Talmidim, Kumitsuyin Biyadun Damu, Uptiri, that's considered to be readily accessible to them, and therefore they're going to be Pater. Gun of Misha Chatzio, so then we said in the Mishnah that if you steal someone who's a Chatziav Chatzi Ben Chorin, also a Machlokes Tanoim. Rabbi Yehuda said, you're Chayiv, and the Chum say that you are Pater. So, Tanan Hasam, we have a Mishnah, Mesechus Baba Kama, that if a person commits Chavala on an Eved Kanani that belongs to someone else, that you're Chayiv in all the Dinei Tashlumin. You pay for the Boshes, you pay for everything. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Ein Lavadim Boshes. But Rabbi Yehuda disagrees, and Rabbi Yehuda says, no, there's no Boshes for an Eved Kanani. You don't have to pay the Dmei Boshes. So my time with Rabbi Yehuda, what's the makor for Rabbi Yehuda that if you're Mevayeshin Eved, you don't have to pay for it? So Amar Krab, because the Pasuk says in the Parsha from which we derive the payment of Boshes, Ki Yenatzu Anashim Yachtav Ish V'Achiv. So the word Achiv implies Mishi Yesh Lo Achva, someone who has a sense of brotherhood, who has a Yichus of their father. Yotza Eved Shein Lo Achva, as opposed to an Eved that doesn't have Achva. So we're Memayin Eved Kanani, that al pi halacha, even the sons of the same father are not considered brothers because they're like behemos. They don't have zirmasusim zirmasam, meaning they're behemos in terms of yichus. Obviously, you have to treat them with the dignity of a human being. But zirmasusim zirmasam in terms of who they're considered to be related to al pi halacha, that they're not considered to be mesiaches acharaviyam. That's what the Gemara darshins from the pasuk that says Avram Avinu says l'na'arav when he went to Akedas Yitzchak shvulachem poem. So Rashi, Amma Doma L'Chamor. So Tosos raises the question as follows. He says, according to this, someone who's Mevayish a Ger or an Eved Meshuchrer should be Pater. He also doesn't have Achim Meha'av, right? A Ger converted, so Ger Shen is Ger Kikaton Shenola Dami. So he doesn't have any Achva either with his brothers. And where do we ever find such a thing? That if you're Mevayish a Ger, that you don't have to pay Boshes? It's not Mestaber at all that such a thing should be true. So therefore, Tosos says, Ein lo achva means that the children of the Eved don't have any achva, that they're not considered brothers because they're not mesiaches acharav. that it's not that he doesn't have any brothers, it's that his children are not brothers with one another. So if you have a ger, and a ger has a bunch of kids, his kids are certainly brothers with each other. Now Rashi, Baba Kama, Daf Peches, says, Ein lo achva im Yisrael, she'ein ba bekahal, that he's not allowed to marry a regular Yisrael. So then the Tosol Kasha goes away. Tosol Kasha says, why don't I say the same thing about a ger? Because a ger is mutter to marry a Yisrael, and Eved is not. So that's what Ein Lo Achva means. That Achva is not really about brotherhood. It means about the ability to marry, to have a shidduch with a regular Jewish person. So Rabbanan and Rabbanan, who disagree with Rabbi Yehuda, hold that even if you're Mevayish and Eved, you do have to pay the Dmei Boshes. How are they going to explain V'achiv? I and Eved doesn't have any Achva. So the Rabbanan would say, of course he has Achva. Not in the Yichus sense, but Achav Hu B'mitzvos. He's considered your brother because he's Chayiv in mitzvos, and Eved is chayiv mitzvos kiisha. The Gemara in Chagiga darshins that an Eved is chayiv mitzvos kiisha from a hekish, because it says law by both of them. It says v'kas of law sefer krisus by an isha, and o chuvsha lo nitan la by the Eved. So we see that an Eved is chayiv mitzvos kiisha. V'ha'cha hechi darsh. And over here in our Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda holds that if you're going, if someone is chatzi Eved chatzi ben chorin, that you're going to be chayiv misa. How's Rabbi Yehuda going to darsh in the pasuk by goni nefesh where it says ki yimatzi ish goni nefesh? May echav, according to his shita, we should be mimayit avadim, because ein lahem achva. What's Rabbi Yehuda going to do with our may echav? So Rabbi Yehuda sabar may echav lafuke avadim. That may echav taka teaches us to be mimayit someone who's going to be an Eved Kanani, like a real Eved Kanani, a full Eved Kanani, because of that exact reason that he does not have achva. But then Bnei Yisrael, lemutei mish chatzio avad v'chatzio ben chorin. The words Bnei Yisrael come to teach me that chatzio avad chatzio ben chorin is not bechlal Bnei Yisrael. Mi Bnei Yisrael, and from the letter mem that's added to the word Bnei Yisrael, we could darshan lemutei mish chatzio avad v'chatzio ben chorin. Have a miyut achar miyut. We could once again be memayit chatzio avad chatzio ben chorin, which means it's one miyut after another, and a miyut achar miyut al rabos. Whenever you have a double miut, you have two miutim that follow one another, we always assume that comes l'rabos. That's one of the midos ha-Torah nidreshes behen. That when you have a miut achar miut, it's going to be marba. That's how I know the chasev chasev ben chorin, yutaka archaiv misa v'rabbanan. And the rabbanan who disagree with Rabbi Yehuda and hold that if you're going to chasev chasev ben chorin, you're potter. How are they going to dash in the pasuk? Aye, it's a miut achar miut, that's l'rabos. So answers the Gemara, according to the rabbanan, the drasha that Rabbi Yehuda dashes from the word me Echav is lafuke avadim lo mashmaluhu. They don't think it comes lafuke avadim to achivu b'mitzvos because he is achav. Again, the rabban l'shitasam that they hold that an eved is achav. Why? Because he's chayv in mitzvos. So bnei Yisrael, mi bnei Yisrael. Therefore, you don't have a miyut achar miyut. You have two separate miyutim, one to be ma'ir nevet, and one to be ma'ir chatziyav chatziyav ben chorin, and that's how the rabbanan are going to make the drasha. Now, we have a klal in the Torah, lo anash alem kein hizir, that even if a person doesn't have avera, whose onesh is explicit in the pasuk, we need to find another pasuk that tells me about the isser itself. So as har l'godim nefesh minayin, we've already shown a pasuk that tells me that you chayiv chenek for committing kidnapping, but where's the ashara? Where does the Torah ever tell me in the first place that it's aser? So the Gemara answers two opinions. Rabbi Yoshia Amar Milo Tignov, from the Yisrael of Lo Tignov in the Aseres Hadibros, so it was hiding in plain sight, right? It's right there in the Aseres Hadibros, and it's referring to Goniv Nefesh. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Milo Yimkru Mimkeres Eved, from the pasuk that says Lo Yimkru Mimkeres Eved, by an Eved that's Yotze Biyovel, Velo Pligi, and Rabbi Yoshia and Rabbi Yochanan are not actually arguing with each other. By Gnevas Nefesh and Mechira, there are two Lavin, one for the Gneva, one for the Mechira. Mar Kachash of Lav de Gneva, Rabbi Yoshia is learning the Lav of Gneva, Umar Kachash of Lav de Mechira, and Rabbi Yochanan, who quotes the Pasuk of Lim Krumim Keres Eved, is mentioning the Lav associated with Mechira. But there's definitely an Ashara for it. Now, the Ashara being from Lotignov, and the Gemara is going to say that that's clearly talking about Gonev Nefesh leads the Tshuvas Rabbi Bitzalel Ashkenazi in Siman Mem Beis to say that since we derive from Lo Tignov the Yisra of Gonev Nefashos, and the Psukim that it says by the Onesh also use the Lashon of Geneva, the Gonev Ish Umacharo Venimtsu Biyado Mos Yumas, Ki Yimatsi Ish Gonev Nefesh Me'achav, Mibrei Sol this Amarbo Umacharo Mace Haganov Hahu. Why does it always use the term Geneva? Says Rabbi Tzalel Ashkenazi, because only if you're Gonev a Nefesh, you're Chayev Misa. But if you are Gozel a Nefesh, you're Pater. And therefore, if in public, in front of everybody, you forcefully go and take someone in front of his family, in front of everyone, you're Pater. Because even though, he says, even though, even when you're Gonev Adam B'Seser, it's L'das, that person, L'chora, over here you have Das Bailim and it's a Gzela, you have to say that that's not called Das Bailim, because when it comes to Genevis Nefesh, a person is not considered a Das Bailim on himself. His father, his brothers, the other relatives, they're the ones that are whose Das matters. So since you were Gonev B'Seser from them, even though you have the Das Bailim of the person that you're actually kidnapping, that's still called a Geneva. So Rabbi Tzalel Ashkenazi is Mechadesh that Gonev Nefesh is only if you do it not in front of other people, you secretly grab the person. But if you grab the person publicly in front of other people, then that's not called Gonev Nefesh. And he proves this from the Rambam. The Rambam Hilchos Geneva writes that if a person is Ganav Adam Umacharo to one of his Krovim, to one of the Krovim of the Ganuv, like he sells him to his father, to his brother, he's Pater, because it says Gonev Nefesh Me'achav, they have to be Mavdil Me'achav Umikrovav in the Mechira. So by the Gzela, the Einav, by the Gzela, if you do a Gzela in front of all the relatives, he's not Muvdil from them because they see it and they recognize the Gzela. What would be the logic, though? What would be the logic of such a distinction where you take him secretly or you take him publicly? So he says, because if you're going to Begalui and the people knew about it that he was sold afterwards, they'll for sure be poed to him and he's not going to be gone forever. But Beseser, people won't even know where he is. Meaning, if you were going to him, they'll see exactly who took him and they'll figure out where he was taken. And so if you know exactly where he was taken, there's a much greater chance that it's not going to be forever, that you'll be able to get the person back. But if you don't know who took the person in the first place, so then it's going to be much harder, or where he went, or where he was taken, so then it's going to be much more difficult to get the person back. That chiluk is highlighted by the Minchas Chinuch as well. In Mitzvah Lamed Vav, Minchas Chinuch makes that same chiluk between Geneva and Gzela. Rav Yochum Fishel Perlau, in his commentary on the Sefer Mitzvos, disagrees. And he says it's a pellet to say such a thing. You know, that is by Gzela, since everyone knows about the Mechira, they'll be poed to him. He says the Mechira has to be Beseser as well. He said, where do we ever find such a thing? The Gemara never said such a thing. You're making up your own drushos that everything has to be Beseser. It didn't say that in the Gemara. So he thinks that, yeah, we use the term Geneva, but it means Gezela as well. Okay, so Tanu Rabbanu, we have a Brisa as follows. Lo Tignov, Begodin Fashos Kazim Adabra. When it says in the Aseres HaDibros Lo Tignov, it's actually talking about kidnapping. Atomer Begodin Fashos Reinal Begodin Mamun. How do you know? Maybe it's talking about stealing money. Well, whenever you want to understand what the Torah says, you always have to utilize the Shalosh Esemidos Shatoran Drashban. And one of them is Davar Halamed Mein Yono, that if the Torah doesn't say explicitly what the topic is, we can learn from the Parsha where we find the Pasuk. So Bamea Kasim Medaber, the nearby Dibros to the Lo Tignov Dibra is Binefashos, is talking about Averos that a person violates, that you're Chayv Misa, Lo Tirtzach, Lo Tinaf, so you're Chayv Misa's Beisdin. So it must be, Afkan Binefashos, must be that we're talking about a particular Avera for which you're going to be Chayv Misa's Beisdin. Stealing, you're not Chayv Misa's Beisdin. But kidnapping, you are. So it must be that it's talking about kidnapping. Tani Idach, we have another Brisa, Lo Tignovu. The Pasuk says, Lo Tignovu, begon v'mamana kosm medaber. That's talking about stealing money. Atom begonim mamanu, and well begonim nefashos. How do you know it's about stealing money and not going to nefashos? So I'm retzel the man mishloshes midas shatar dresben. We could derive from the shloshes midas shatar dresben. Davra la made me in you know. But me'akasa medaber b'mamon. The pesukim nearby are talking about mamon because it says lo sasho kesreyacha. So afkan b'mamon. So lo tignovu must also be talking about mamon. Okay. So now we move on to a discussion of edim zomim itmar edim geneva edim mechir. Ribbon Nefesh, you have four Edim that all together try to be Mechayiv a person Misa for kidnapping. Two of them are Meyid that he took this person, and the other two are Meyid that he sold this person, because you're only Chayiv for kidnapping if you do both of those things. Shehuzmu, and then the Edim became Edim Zomimin. So Chizkiyah Amar Einer Ragin. Chizkiyah says those Edim do not get killed, even though they became Edim Zomimin and they were trying to kill the Nidon. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Einer Ragin. But Rabbi Yochanan says they do get killed. Kasher Zom Nasus Achiv. They were trying to kill the Nidon, and therefore we do Kasher Zomam. So how do we explain each Shita? So what's the Nekudas HaMachlokes? Chizkiyah Damar Rabbi Akiva. Chizkiyah, who says that they're Einer Ragin, holds like Rabbi Akiva. Da Amar Davar Velo Chatzi Davar. Because Rabbi Akiva in Maseches Babasu, when the Torah says Al Pishnei Edim Yakum Davar, that an Edus is Miskabelis only when it's on an entire thing, when it could stand on its own, but not when it's only a Chatzi Davar, where it relies on other Edus in order to make it a complete Edus. So these Edim, where each set of Edim was really only a Chatzi Davar. These two Edim were on the Geneva, the other two Edim were on the Mechira. Neither one alone could have been Mechayev the Gai Misa. So Memela, it's only a Chatzi Davar, they're not going to be Chayev Misa when they become Edim Zomin. Rabbi Yochanan says that they are Ne'aragim, Amir Krabana, Damri Davar, Vafilu Chatzi Davar. They hold like the Rabbanan, that even an Edus on a Chatzi Davar that cannot stand on its own is an acceptable Edus that's going to be Chayev for Edim Zomin. So even though the Edim Gneva and the Mechira require one another in order to accomplish anything, their Edus is Miskabel, and therefore if they're Huzam, we're Mekayim the Din V'Asisim L'Kasher Zomam. The Rishonim raised the question that the way the Gemara is understanding the Machlokas is by Davar L'Chatzi Davar, the Gemara could have asked, why do Chizkiyah and Rabbi Yochanan disagree only by Edim Shehuzmu? They should have just disagreed about the Nidon himself, that if you have Shtei Kitos Edim, meaning it's not the same two Edim that testify about the Gneva and the Mechira. Two Edim about the Gneva, two Edim about the Mechira. So if you're going to argue about Davar Velo Chatzi Davar, it should be a question about the Edus itself. Do we judge this guy as a kidnapper? If you hold Davar Velo Chatzi Davar, then no. If you hold Davar Filu Chatzi Davar like Rabbi Yochanan, then you're going to be Chayiv. So the Rishonim all asked that question. So the Ran suggests that Chizkiyah and Rabbi Yochanan never said what they disagree with. That, the Gemara is trying to explain their Machlokas. And since the Gemara is going to ask another Kasha on this Hasbro of the Machlokas, it doesn't need to ask this Kasha on the Hasbro of the Machlokas. Meaning, anyway, we're going to reject this Hasbro. Meaning, the answer essentially is, Enoch Nami, a good Kasha. And but don't worry about it, because we're about to move on to a different understanding of the Machlokas anyhow. The Ramban suggests that the Gemara is trying to tell us the Koach of Rabbi Yochanan, that even the Ede Geneva, he's Mechayiv Misa if they become Huzam, and we don't say that we don't kill them because they could Taino, we're only coming Lahalkoso, and then but we didn't know Ede Mechira were going to show up afterwards, that Afal Pikein, even though you would think that they could have such a Taino, that we just wanted to get a Malkus for committing the act of kidnapping. We didn't know people were going to come and say that he sold the fellow. Nevertheless, there's still going to be Chayiv Misa according to Rabbi Yochanan. Now, we had said earlier on, back on Daf Ayin Aleph, that Ben Soru Mor is Nerag Al Shem Sofo, based on what he's going to do. So the Mishnah said that his father and mother warn him in front of Beis Din, and then he goes, Edim come that he stole meat and wine, and he gets Malkus, and Edim then come and he say that he stole again, and he's Nidon Lemisa. So the Gemara says, even according to Chizkiyah, that Edim that are made on a Chatzi Dover cannot get killed, Umodu Chizkiyah Beidim Achronim Shal Ben Soru Mor, Shehuz Mushna Ragin. Chizkiyah will be Moda that second set of Edim, that last set of Edim against the Ben Soru Mora, if they become Edim Zomin, that they are going to get killed. Even though without these first set of Edim that were made on the first time he had stolen, their Edus would not have killed the Ben Soru Mora. Mitokshe Yicholim Lomar, because Harishonim, the Edim Rishonim could say, Lal Koso Banu, we had no intention of getting this kid killed. We were just coming to get a Malkus for having committed these crimes. So because their Edus means something independently. And the second set of Edim are doing everything. They're creating a new entity of a Chi of Misa. So Maskav Rav Papa challenges, if that's true, that Chizkiyah's Moda, that the second cut of Edim by Ben Soru Mora is considered a Dover Shalem, and that's why they're Ne'erag, Edim Mechira Nami Liktalei, when you have two Kitos of Edim, one about the Gnevas Nefesh, and the other about the Mechira, and they become Huzam. So we should be Mechayev the Edim Mechira, Because the first set of Edom could have just said, we just wanted to give him Malkus for Lotigno, for violating a Losase. We had no intention to kill him. And so therefore the Edom Mechira is an independent, standalone Edos that was actually trying to kill the guy. So the Edos of the Edom Mechira is a Dover Shalem, and therefore they should be Chayiv. So why does Chizkiyah say in that case that they're not Nerag? V'chi Tema, maybe you're going to say to Kachsavar Chizkiyah, Dilo Lucky, that according to Chizkiyah, Edim that are made, that someone who's Goniv Nefesh, are in fact not Mechayiv the guy Malkus, and therefore that first set of Edim cannot Taina. Oh, we just wanted to give him Malkus because it's not true. You wouldn't even get Malkus, and therefore their Edus together with the Edim Mechira is each a Chatzi Davar. Va'itmar, but we learned that Edim Geneva B'Nefesh, if you have Edim that testify that someone had kidnapped somebody, Shuhuzmon, those Edim became Edim Zomim, and the Edim Mechira never came along. It was just Edim that they had taken the guy. Chizkiyah v'Rabbi Yochanan, Chadam Lokin, Chadam Ein Lokin. It's Machlokas Amorayim, whether they get Malkus or not. V'Amrinan, and we learned that Tistayim, the Chizkiyah, Damar Lokin. That Chizkiyah is one that says, hey, Yitaka, do get Malkus. How do I know that? Midamar Chizkiyah, from the fact that Chizkiyah says that Edim Geneva, that are Huzam, after the Edim Mechira come, are Einar Ragin. So you see that he holds that Edim Geneva are Huzam get Malkus, because Lashita so, they're not Nerag, it's not a Lav Shanita and Lasaras Mises Bezdin. D Rabbi Yochanan, and if you want to say that it's the Shita of Rabbi Yochanan, it can't be, because Kivin Darman Aragin, because since Rabbi Yochanan holds that the Edi Gneva, if they become Huzam, they get killed, Havel Lav Shanita and Lasaras Mises Bezdin. Then it turns out that the Yisra of Losan of Reachle Shaker is a Lav Shanita and Lasaras Mises Bezdin. Someone who violates that Lav could get Mises Bezdin, because if they become Huzam, and after Edi Mechira come, they're going to get Misa. The Kalav Shanit Nasaras Misa Spazdin ain't Logan Alav. And the rule is, any Lav that could be a Misa Spazdin, you don't get Malkus on. So the Gemara says, now I've proven to you that according to Chizkiyah, someone who's Goniv Nefesh gets Malkus on the Geneva. So Edi Geneva get Malkus. So you see that he holds that a Goniv Nefesh gets Malkus. So Iu Lalaki, Inu Hechilaku. So if you're going to say that he doesn't get Malkus, so how could the Edim get Malkus? How could it be that they're going to get Malkus on the Edus of the Geneva? They're only punished for what they were zomim to do to the Nidon. If the Nidon himself didn't stand to get Malkus, how could it be that the Edim would get Malkus? Elamai, you have to say that according to Chizkiyah, a Goniv Nefesh does get Malkus on the Geneva, that he is Chayiv Malkus, and therefore it's a Kasha on what we said before. We wanted a Taina that what was the Machlokas Chizkiyah and Rabbi Yochanan, that according to Chizkiyah, the Edim Geneva are Mechayiv the Nidon in Malkus, and they could say, oh, we just wanted to come to give him Malkus, and our Edus is a Dover Shalem, it's not a Chatzi Dover. So the Edus on the Mechira is also a Dover Shalem, because they were coming to kill him, they are on their own. And then the Kasha comes back that if Chizkiyah is Moda, that the last set of Edim of Ben Soru Mora are Nerag, so why would Chizkiyah say by Edim Mechira that they're not Nerag? Ella Amar Rav Papa, so yeah, Rav Papa has to say, no, we're misunderstanding the machlokas between Chizkiyah and Rabbi Yochanan. They disagree also by Edim Geneva and also by the Edim Mechira. By Edim Mechira, Dukuli Amalo Pligi, Dinaragin. When the Edim Mechira come after the Edim Geneva, and there's a Gemar Din on the Nidon to be killed, and then both sets of Edim became Edim Zomim, everyone would agree that the Edim Mechira Chira are neheragin, just for different reasons. Chizkiyah would say, since their edus was a davar shalem, because they could say that the Edi Geneva could say lal koso banu, like Rav Papa said. And according to Rabbi Yochanan, since even though the edus is only a chatzi davar, it's still going to be miskabel, like the shita of the Rabbanan. But ki pligi, what are they arguing about? The Edi Geneva, about the Edi Geneva. Chizkiyah amar ein neheragin, Geneva luchuda kaima, mechira luchuda kaima. Chizkiyah is going to say they're not going to get killed because the Geneva stands alone. It has no shaychus with the Mechira. It's a separate Isser whose onesh is Malkus, and the Mechira stands alone. And if Edom were to come on the Mechira, they'd pater him from Malkus because the Geneva would have been Mechayiv him, and they'd be Mechayiv him Misa. And therefore, the Edi Geneva were not Mechayiv him Misa. Only the Edi Mechira were Mechayiv him Misa. So therefore, the Eidei Geneva are going to get Malkus if they become Eidim Zomin, and they're not going to be Ne'arad. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, and Rabbi Yochanan disagrees with Chizki, and he says that Ne'aragin, that the Eidei Geneva also get killed. Why? Geneva Aschalta de Mechirihi. The Geneva is the beginning of the Mechira. That in order to be Chayiv Misa for kidnapping, you have to take the person and sell them. So the first step in the process is taking them. So it's all one Aveira that you're Chayiv Misa for. And so there's no Malkus on the Geneva separately, because it's a Lav Shenitel Nasaras Misa based in. So the Eidei Geneva are not coming to give him Malkus, they're coming to be Horeg him. So even though each Kas on its own would only be a Chatzi Dover, because the Chiv Misa is only if you do it all together, but we're assuming, like the Shita of the Rabbanan, that Dover Vafilu Chatzi Dover, that you could be Chayiv even for a Chatzi Dover. So now that we know what they're arguing about, Umod Rabbi Yochanan, Beidim Arishonim, Shel Ben Tzor Rumorah Shehuz Mushe Ein Aragin, Mitoch Sheyochal Lomar Lal Koso Banu. But when it comes to the initial Edom of a Ben Tzor Rumorah, they Kataka say that Lal Koso Banu, because you certainly do get Malkus for stealing by the Ben Tzor Rumorah, and therefore their Eidos is not a Chelek of the second set of witnesses Eidos, and therefore they're not going to be Ne'arag. So Abai goes through the dinim that come out from this Machlokas between Chizkan and Rabbi Yochanan as it relates to Ben Tzor Rumorah. Amar Abaye, based on what we learned in this Machlokas, it turns out that there are three different circumstances about Eidim Ben Tzor Rumorah that become Eidim Zomim. Hakol Modim. Both Chizkin and Rabbi Yochanan agree. Ben Tzor Rumorah, Hakol Modim Ben Tzor Rumorah, and then there's another case where also they agree, Umachlokas Ben Tzor Rumorah. Then there's a third case where there's a Machlokas about Ben Tzor Rumorah. So let's elaborate. Hakol Modim Ben Tzor Rumorah, everyone agrees by Ben Tzor Rumorah where there are two sets of Eidim that come to be Mechayivim. One are made on the first Geneva, and the second set is made on the second Geneva, that they all become Eidim Zomim, that Beidim Rishonim Shein Aragim Neshe Mitoch Sheikhon Lamar. Everyone agrees that that first set of Edom on the initial Geneva are not going to get Misa, because they Katayna, we just came to give a Malkus. The second thing, everyone in the second circumstance, everyone agrees about a Ben Tzor Rumorah is when you have two sets of Edom, one about the Geneva Rishonah, and then a second set about the Geneva Shnia, and they all become Edom Zomin, Be'edim Achronim Shenaragim, that second set of Edom is definitely going to get killed for becoming Edom Zomim, because even though Chizkia holds like Rabbi Akiva, the Dover v'lo Chatzi Dover, because mitok she'edom rishon nichol lom la'ar koso banu v'ani kule Dover ka'avdilei. Since the first set of Edom could say, oh, we were just trying to give a Malkus, so the whole Indian of Misa was all Talui in the second set. So that's not a Chatzi Dover, that's kule Dover. So where's the Machlokas? Machlokas ben Sorumor, the Machlokas ben Sorumorah, as we had said, that an Tzor Rumorah is not going to be chayiv until he's gonev basar and yayin from his father, and he eats it in other people's rishus. If he was gonev one time and he gets malchus, and then they come and shnayim omru b'fanenu ganav, shnayim omru b'fanenu achal, and then another two edim come and say we saw him steal a second time, and then another two edim come and say we saw him eat in other people's rishus the basar and the yayin that he had purchased with the money that he had stolen. So that's where you have Machlokas Chizki and Rabbi Yochanan. According to Chizki, also Rabbi Akiva, Al Pishayim Edim Yakum Dover, Dover Velo Chatzi Dover. So each of those last sets of Edim are only being made on a Chatzi Dover. The first ones cannot say Lahal Koso Banu, because there's no Malkus on the second Geneva, and therefore they're coming to be Horegim, but only with the Tziruf of that other set of Edim that are saying that they saw him eat it in Rosh Hashanah. So each one is only a Chatzi Dover, and Rabbi Yochanan holds like the Rabbanan, that Dover Vafilu Chatzi Dover will say that they're Ne'aragim as well. So that's the case of Machlokas Be'edim Zomim. But now the Gemara says, let's return to kidnapping as opposed to Edim Zomim, as opposed to Ben Tzor Rumorah. Amravasi, Edim Mechira B'Nefesh. You have two Edim that are made that someone sold a kidnapped victim, Shehuzmu, and then they become Edim Zomim. Ein Ne'aragim. They do not get killed. Mitok Sheyach HaLomar, Avdi Machar. Because all you said is, meaning this set of Edom did not see him kidnap. They just saw him sell somebody. So from that, the guy could say, yeah, I sold somebody. It was my Eved. You're allowed to sell your Eved. So therefore, there ain't Ne'aragim. Amar Rav Yosef Kemano Zahash Maita Dravasi. Who does Dravasi follow? Rabbi Akiva. Damar Dover V'lo Chatzi Dover. He's assuming Dover V'lo Chatzi Dover. Amar Le Abaye. So Abaye responds to Rav Yosef that you're saying he's only going like Rabbi Akiva. Dikra Abana Ne'aragim. Hamitoch Ka'amar. How can you say say that according to the Rabbanan, there would be Nerag. According to Ravasi, he says, Mitoch Shio Cholomer Avdi Macharti. He explained why they're not Nerag, because the guy could say, I was selling my own Eved. So even if you're going to say like the Rabbanan, that there's no Psul of Chatzi Davar, you can't be Makabal this Eidos, because Eidos Mechira doesn't mean anything if you don't know who the guy was. Ela Filu Temer Rabbanan, Bidalo Asi, Eide Geneva, that you, it must be going even like the Rabbanan. And the case is that there were no Eide Geneva. Well, if there are no Eide Geneva and all you saw is that the guy sold somebody, then obviously what's the Chiddush? You have nothing on him. So no, the Chiddush is, even though Eide Geneva came afterwards, still what's the Chiddush? If the Eide Mechira came first and they didn't, there was never any knowledge of a kidnapping, of course there's no Chiyuv. So after the Eide Geneva came, we see that these people knew each other and they're being Meramis to each other. One might think, oh, that's a raya that they're in cahoots with each other and each one knew about the other thing. So kamashmalan remiza lav klumhu. The fact that they're making eyes at each other doesn't mean anything to us. And the fact that the Yedei Mechira were there before the Yedei Geneva, the Yedei Mechira were testifying about nothing, because you don't know anything if you just see that a guy sold somebody. It could have been that he was selling his own Eved. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow on Purim we'll pick up with the Mishnah on the bottom of Pei Vav Amud Beis. Everyone have a wonderful day and an easy fast.